San Diego Unified screen rules kick in Monday, but will they work? San Diego Unified's technology overhaul takes effect August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year, affecting more than 100,000 students. The policy bans YouTube and non-instructional gaming on student devices, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, and establishes scheduled on-off hours for Chromebooks. Students with IEPs, 504 plans, or linguistic accommodation needs retain device access as required by their plans. In parallel, the district released a comprehensive list of proposed pedestrian safety improvements in response to the death of a 12-year-old student struck while walking to school near Lake Murray last year. Proposed changes include new crosswalks near La Jolla schools on Cliffridge Avenue and Scenic Place. Most items from a 35-page safety survey the district submitted earlier this summer, containing more than 100 specific infrastructure requests, are not expected to be completed before school opens Monday. The proposals remain pending city commitment. The technology policy passed the board 5-0 and has been framed in official communications as a straightforward educational improvement, grounded in research linking non-instructional screen access to fragmented attention. That consensus, however, merits scrutiny. San Diego Unified has lost roughly 33,000 students over 8 years and is serving a population navigating high housing costs, economic stress, and ongoing post-pandemic academic recovery. Whether removing YouTube from Chromebooks addresses any of those underlying pressures is an open question. There are also equity dimensions the policy does not fully resolve. Language learners and students in under-resourced households who relied on school-provided streaming for educational content in their home language may find the blanket ban harder to navigate in practice, even with teacher override provisions. Enforcing the distinction between instructional and non-instructional use across a classroom of 30 students falls to individual teachers. The district has built in a monthly task force, an early assessment in January 2027, and a full annual review by May, a review structure that, if used honestly, could enable genuine course correction. The concrete signals to watch. If teacher-reported engagement metrics remain flat in the first semester, if the January task force hears consistent reports that distraction has simply shifted to other behaviors, and if chronic absenteeism shows no detectable change, those would be early indicators that the policy's mechanism is not working as predicted. A 5-0 vote and sincere intentions can still produce a rule that moves 100,000 students without moving the outcomes that matter.